Hey listeners, thank you for tuning in my channel Mind Gym. I'm your host Navanita Guha. I'm a mindset and life's desire coach, founder CEO of Life Fulfill, and a certified master life coach American Union of NLP. I have a mission to transform every one of you to win over your self-doubts, limiting beliefs, and fears to become confident and shape your dreams and desires to actionable goals. If you wish to know more about my mission and my business, please drop an email at navanitaguha@lifefulfill.com and I'll be in touch with you. If you like my podcast, please don't forget to like, follow, and share. I'll be grateful and a big thank you to all of you for that. I'm extremely excited to bring you my first episode where I'll talk about one of our most commanding little inner critic residing within all of us as our self-doubt. American author and director Susie Kassim once said, "Doubt destroys more dreams than failure ever could." Can I do it? Isn't it way too tough for me to achieve? What if people judge me or laugh at me? Do I know enough? What happens if I fail? The moment we start doubting our capabilities, it paralyzes our rational thinking, and as a result, in worst case, we leave it undone. In this episode, we will learn what self-doubt is, why it happens, and three rapid exercises to conquer it. Self-doubt can be defined as lack of confidence in oneself and in one's abilities. In my corporate career of close to two decades, I have realized that many people in life have the same amount of skills like a champion, but what holds them back is their self-doubt. The good news is, if you ever had a moment of self-doubt where your negative thoughts and insecurities began to take control, doubting your abilities to achieve your dreams and desires, just know that you are not the only one. Even the most successful leaders, scientists, writers, politicians all had a momentary lapse in their abilities. And the bad news is, if you don't shut it down at the right time, it can take a control of your mind completely and affect your thought processes and decisions greatly. Let me tell you the story of Leonardo da Vinci. A famous artist in his era, Da Vinci granted the world the famous Mona Lisa and the Last Supper. It was said that Da Vinci lacked much confidence in his work and would often have periods of procrastination and self-esteem issues. He was very tough on himself and recorded in his diary, "Tell me if I ever did a thing." This immense amount of self-doubt was brushed aside with time, and his name became one of the most recognized names in the world. Now, why do we suffer from self-doubt? Self-doubt occurs when we are low in confidence and feel uncertain about the outcome of what we want to do. Our subconscious mind absorbs messages at a very early age, from the day we are born, without any rationalization. Therefore, if a child is being criticized in the childhood that he's stupid or not good enough, the person may not be having any memory of those events later on, but the subconscious mind had recorded the messages and placed the same later on whenever the person tries to fulfill any desire or achieve a goal. Also, in every situation, on a continuous basis, our subconscious runs the pre-programmed messages that can say you are not good enough, confident enough, capable enough, smart enough, and so on and so forth. It's capable to ruin our self-confidence completely. Self-doubt can also occur from other experiences of our life, like any rejection from a project or a game. It can shake and unsettle our beliefs. It can also hit us when someone is a perfectionist and therefore sets a very high target to achieve. Let us now talk about three exercises that can conquer you over self-doubt. It is important that I tell you here that it may not appear easy in the beginning and the impact may also be slow. I'll suggest that practice these exercises in a disciplined manner, you will notice a huge difference. It is essential to repeat over and over again to be able to bring the lasting change in you. So number one, invest some of your time regularly in positive affirmations. Replace negative messages with positive self-talks. Identify when negative self-talk happens. Stop and replace. For example, your mind may have negative talk like, I'm not lovable enough to have a great friends. Stop there and replace it with affirmation like, I'm a kind, attractive, and affectionate person. People are inevitably attracted towards me. You may stand in front of a mirror and repeat this daily as many times as you want. Now, number two, practice visualization of the goal you want to achieve in your life. Visualization is an incredibly powerful tool that can bring amazing results. Let's elaborate the previous example. Be in the state of meditation. Visualize yourself in the present state. Visualize all evidences you have to get the belief that you are not lovable. Think about the hardest moments when you felt like a miser, that no one likes you, loves you. It felt like the whole world was laughing at you. What happens in those moments? How you feel, what you see and hear. Once this exercise is complete, move to a new scene with your mind's eyes. Visualize all that is happening where you are loved, admired, praised. Visualize every detail. What are you doing? What all you are seeing and hearing? Stay there. Allow yourself watching this beautiful mental movie with the affirmation, this is me. This exercise is enlightening and you will be amazed to see the change in your attitude and behavior. It helps you to improve your self-confidence and self-esteem instantly. Now, number three, the final one. Remove absolute words from your vocabulary. Absolute words are often very unrealistic. Remove them from your vocabulary for next 2 days and see the amazing change it brings in your thought about yourself. Avoid words like can't, won't, never, no one, or should. These words are stiff and unrealistic and only make your mind full of uncertainty. Once you experience the power of it, practice it regularly until it becomes your habit. With this, my episode is coming to an end. I hope you all have liked it and would be benefited. Just remember, as they say, change does not come overnight, and more so when you are replacing your deep-rooted negative beliefs and doubts with new positive thoughts. Do write to me in case you want me to speak on a particular topic. I will try my best to do an episode on that. I'll come back with another episode next Sunday. Till then, goodbye and stay well.